Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Wednesday, September 1st. We're through summer, guys. I know we still got a few days left, but September is here. Training camp is not too far away. Ooh, boy, it's going to get juicy. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Man, you can always hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. On today's episode, we're just going to have some fun. We're going to talk about the Oilers arena experience, the Oil Derrick making a return. That news came from Tom Cazzola about the music and what to expect from the fans. And we'll also talk a little bit about the on-ice product, Kyler Yamamoto. Is he going to be signed here before training camp? We will wait and see. So Matthew Wanick from TSN 1260 and the Dave Jamieson Show will join me to talk about that. And then at the end, I'll wrap up with some news around the NHL. But let's get right to it. And I'll welcome in Matthew Wanick from TSN 1260, the Dave Jamieson Show. We just worked together and I suckered him into joining me on the podcast, talk some Oilers. Matty, big news. Our colleague, Tommy Cazzola, saying the Oil Derrick is going to make a return, of course. It was a classic, it was a staple down there at, I don't know what to call it. What was the last name?
Rexall? Coliseum. Just call it Coliseum.
The Coliseum. But it looks like they're not going to skate through it like they did back in the old days, but it's going to be in Ford Hall. What do you make of the old...
fans get a walk through it.
What do you make of the old Derrick making its triumphant return?
I'm surprised it took this long, actually, that this has happened. I would have figured this is something that they would have brought in when they moved over to Rogers Place. It's something like... It's iconic for, I don't know when it first came in.
Yeah.
But for my life, I've always recalled the Derrick coming down and then the players coming through it, that if that you couldn't get it done in Rogers Place with the players skating through it, I always thought there'd be a way to post it somewhere. Like, it's a big facility. Yeah. Like, anyone that's walked Ford Hall or anything like that, you've seen that space. So it's a great move. It's just one of those, I'm also sit there and go, why did it take this long almost? It was just in storage. Why wasn't it out there earlier for people?
Well, you walked through it. If you're at
Well, it depends. Like, it's not going to take up the whole... Well, one, I don't walk through those gates.
That's true, a different spot. Yeah, yeah.
But if I'm going as a fan to a hockey game or even a concert, it depends where it's going to be in Fort. Like, are they going to put it just in the middle? Like, I'm not going to go out of my way to walk through it.
Yeah.
Are you?
Well, if I go to a game as a fan, per se, let's say one game, I just take the night off or something like that, but... Yeah, I think it'd be cool. I think the first couple of games, everybody's going to be taking pictures with it.
Oh, the kids
are going to love it. And it was such a great lead up back at the Coliseum when you saw it kind of lowering and the player.
It was game time.
It was awesome.
It was game time. As soon as that started coming down, the players were getting set to come out. That's the one thing. They don't skate on them anything at all, do they?
No.
They sometimes bring out lights or things like that. But it's
just lights, yeah.
They really got to find
a song and...
It's the same as when, like, the Elks used to come out of the igloo and stuff.
Yeah.
As a kid, I loved those different things. This year, the Elks have a pretty cool one. I wish the Oilers had something that they could... Like, the Walter Dale was stupid that one year. Mini Walter that they did
that
for the opening
the
game
year,
of the season.
Right? Yeah.
No, that was, I think, year two.
Year two, 2018. You're right.
It was just for opening night. So they got this mini Walter Dale done, yeah. And it was just dumb. Well, there you go. There's a little computer action for you. But I don't know. It's... I'm glad it's there. I'm glad fans will be able to enjoy it finally. The next step will be to make sure that the Hall of Fame room that they have, somehow you can find a way to make that public. But that's it. You could come out with something on the ice for the players, too.
When it comes to music, I know Strutty a few weeks ago had his song that should be for the Oilers' goal song. But
yeah.
What about a song to come out to? Like, I feel like the Oilers have done okay with that, Maddie. I thought the music last year, like in the arena, was awesome, but I don't think you could play that when you have the public there because it was a lot of.
I was surprised by some of the songs.
Yeah, so was I.
Like, it was one, like, you sit there and you go, this is hip. Like, this is for the young crowd. Like, this is. Some of the songs you're sick and like, that's Nicki Minaj or something. Why? I'm not used to Nicki Minaj playing like, during an Oiler game or something like that.
What's her name? Cardi B, which is pretty raw, right?
Absolutely. Like, and you're like, this is good. This is the vibe you kind of sometimes want. So I was very intrigued last year. Are they going to carry it over into this year? Maybe that was just the trial run to get it. I do hope they bring some of it in because it is, you could just, you knew what songs were coming for the last like decade.
Oh
in an
my
Oiler
God,
game,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
You know, okay, where are we in the game? Okay, we're at this, where's the face off? Okay, yeah. What song are we going with? Raise a Little Hell, Trooper. Yeah, okay. Pump that in. Like, it was just so, it was nice to get something different. But for the song, I think, I don't care about the goal song, personally. I think fans are excited no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, you just saw Connor McDavid or somebody score a goal. You're going to be up, you're going to be cheering, you're not going to be caring about the goal song. It's, the song though coming out, I think, does impact the crowd.
Oh, for sure.
And that gets a good buzz going, or that gets a good atmosphere going, and they haven't done a good enough job of that over the years. I think the two best ones I could recall, Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue. Everyone always talks about that one. And then the 06 playoff run.
Yeah.
Pump It Up by Black Eyed Peas. Those. So I think you got to find something like that where the crowd gets going and gets pumped up and wants to come out.
And you also got to find something, I think, where it anyone of any age can like be like, oh, I like this and dance to it and you know, get yourself going. And I love Struddy, but his selections weren't the best, in my opinion. And I know Rashaw got a request, and I can't remember the song, though. But
this was Aerosmith.
Too slow though, like
Sweet Emotion.
Yeah, like
I didn't
mind it.
I wasn't a fan of that one.
Yeah, so I don't know where to go with this, but
goal song, I like an electric beat.
This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck right locked in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Today I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings you live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part? There's no annual contract. Stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com.
Would you prefer a goal song for each individual player or just one for the whole team?
I'm good with one for the
whole
team.
Because St. Louis Blues of Gloria, they knocked it out of the park. Whoever came up with that should get a raise because that was fantastic.
Well, and for years we talked about what Chicago had.
Yeah.
What is the one? Chelsea.
Yeah.
I can't remember what
it's
the
great,
last
though.
But it works. But even like the Oilers used to have just Zombie Nation, which was one that so many teams use. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But again, to me, a goal song, you're going to be cheering no matter what. It's the song that you come out to that sets a crowd atmosphere. And also the video matters. And I recall at one year during Rogers' Place, I can't remember what year it was, but it was the playoffs. And they got the fans cheering and they got them chanting, "Go Oilers, go." And it was awesome. You're like, the players should come out now. And then they went to a video and the video was just boring. No one got excited.
Yeah.
And then the Oilers came out. And I'm like, you lost your opportunity.
It,
if the fans are all sitting there, "Go Oilers, go," and cheering, and that's when the players come out, that's the atmosphere you want. And it's going to carry over. But there, they just killed the mood. So hopefully they could change some things. I'm intrigued to see what they'll do with all of that. You know one way to get people going in that? At the very end of whatever video you have.
Okay.
Put up Joey Moss going, "Go Oilers, go," or something.
Yeah, like I've...
That's going to get the place rocking right there. You put up an image of Joey Moss in the first season that you're playing without him.
And I feel like they're missing the boat with that. Like, Joey's like, everybody loves him. You still see players saying how much they miss him. He's an absolute legend. And I feel like the Oilers... There's got to be a fun way to honor him every game. And like you said, I love your idea. I absolutely love it. So hopefully they do something with Joey because... he's dearly missed. And I'll say this, Montreal, I never thought a Coldplay song would be like a sports song, but it is like the way they started, because it's in the middle of Fix You, because Fix You is a really slow start, but they caught it right at the perfect time. And when the team comes out and the drums and everything kicks in, I think Montreal also knocked it out of the park with Coldplay.
If you ever told me Coldplay's Fix You which is from the early four albums of Coldplay, yeah. which is not at all.
And I'm a Coldplay fan.
I'm a huge Coldplay fan. If you ever told me that song for an opening of a song or of a hockey game, I would be like, you're insane. There's no way this is going to work.
yeah, this is,
love Coldplay, love Fix You, all of that. I've seen Coldplay multiple times. But then you see Montreal do it, and you go, no, this works.
I'm not even amazing. I don't even like the Canadians, but I get pumped when I hear that.
And they just do things right out in Montreal.
And with the fire on the ice.
Yeah, they go with the torch and bring it down, and it shoots out with the special lasers that they have. Yeah, that is actually really important because I think fans react to that. And for too long, Oilers fans have had nothing to react to. So the players come out, and there's nothing to get excited about to start.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have Rogers' place buzzing at the start, players are going to feel that.
Yeah.
You see the games where the players react to that. So they need to figure out that. Far too long, it hasn't been good enough.
The creative juices have to be a lot better with them. Take a chance, man. If it doesn't work, you can always move away from it. But the in-house experience, I mean, last year was different. We were the only ones in there, which was kind of cool.
It was an amazing in-house experience for us because of
how close we were and hearing the players and the coaches give it to the refs. And it was a different experience. But this year with the fans, it's going to be absolutely an amazing. I'm intrigued by the video. I'm intrigued by the Derek. I'm intrigued by the music they're going to use. Are you at all concerned, Maddie? Won't keep you too much longer. COVID cases rising in a lot of parts of North America. I don't want to make this about COVID, but any concern that the NHL might run into some issues here?
Well, yeah, I brought that up on my show with Bruce Arthur yesterday of the Toronto Star, and you know he brings up a good point. Like they're going to push through. They're going to find a way.
Yeah.
You've got the Blue Jays that are playing, you know, back in Canada, so teams are coming here. The Raptors are expected to be here in Canada. I'm guessing there's going to be some sort of allowance that you know the U.S. teams will be allowed to come here. So they're going to push through with this, with the full travel. There's the two concerns I'll have after that, though. One is we are seeing numbers rise quite a bit in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing them rise here in Alberta. What circumstances are going to be put in place? What rules are going to be put in place? How much of a bubble are we going to need or things like that that are still going to be involved with NHL teams so that we don't have a situation like the Edmonton Elks now where they were down or like the Vancouver Canucks last year in the NHL season. The other thing to me nationally here in Canada is what's going to happen with charter flights? In October, it's set by the feds that you have to be vaccinated or prove a negative test before you get on a flight to travel. It sounds like that might involve charter flights.
Yeah.
Are all the players vaccinated? Are all the players of the seven Canadian teams vaccinated? Does this involve teams coming from the U.S. to Canada?
Yeah.
So is the entire league vaccinated? Or are we going to see situations where a team might have to leave a player? But, like, what's going to happen with that? Are they going to be able to get negative tests? That little impact, I'm very intrigued by because we've talked about it with the CFL as that's going to impact. But we haven't gone into that yet with the NHL. But outside of that, like, I think the season's going to get off normal. We're going to have our preseason games. We're going to have our regular season games. But be prepared for the idea that a team might go down with COVID still.
And that's what I want to, like, we're not through this, and we're going to have teams go through what, maybe, hopefully not to the extent the Canucks went to, but what Dallas went through, what Colorado went to, where they had to shut down. The Oilers were very lucky. They're in the Canadian bubble, obviously. Not the bubble, but the Canadian division. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. And also, the NFL kicks off before the NHL, so it's going to be interesting to see them. They're already having some COVID issues.
But we're not seeing anything from baseball.
No,
we're
not.
I'm thinking about that as we're talking here. I'm not really.
Which was a mess last summer.
Was a mess last summer. But this year, it seems like there has. Like, we've seen situations where some players have tested. I know the Yankees had a situation, and there's been a few others. We had the one game with the Yankees and the Sox be completely postponed after the All-Star break. But outside of that, it's really been good for them. Now, at the same time, the Delta variant is kind of just starting, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens as we move forward into the fall. But I'm optimistic. I think I'm optimistic.
What do you think? What do you think Rogers is going to be like? You think fans are going to be lining up to go to a game because they've missed it so much? It's only been TV for the last year and a half.
Like, I wish I had a good answer for you, Hernan, on this one.
You don't know, eh?
It's there's so much in play here. You do have some people that are nervous to go out, even though they're fully vaccinated, because they don't want to be out in those settings yet, especially with the Delta now where it's going. You also have a situation where the Oilers were not sold out pre-COVID.
Yeah.
They were struggling selling tickets. The economy's hurting Edmonton. I don't know. I haven't seen ticket prices for the Oilers. I don't think they've dropped. I don't think they've all of a sudden have some sort of rollback or something. So do people have the money to buy these tickets now as opposed to before? Now, at the same time, there are a lot of people that they didn't get to go to the Oilers last year, and they will be excited to go to games. Yeah. So I don't know where people are at with this, because on one hand, I see people that are going to be scared to still go to games, and two, that this wasn't sold out before, and the economy of Alberta hasn't recovered or anything like that. In fact, it's only gotten worse. But on the other side, you have the pent-up emotion and just people wanting to be there. What's going to win out in the end? I really don't know.
Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There is something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mix box where you'll get two of each of the 9 flavors. Order today and get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Go to Built.com and use promo code grasshopper15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code grasshopper15 for 15% off at Built.com. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest 200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
No, it's going to be interesting to see the fans and the sellouts, even for preseason. I'm intrigued that first preseason game here at home, how many fans we're going to have at the arena. And well, now you have to, obviously, we all know what happened with the, you have to show proof of vaccination or negative tests. So it's going to be interesting. And one last one here, this is just breaking. The Blues signed Colton Parayko to an 8-year, $52 million contract extension. How great of a deal is that? This guy is phenomenal. And this guy, I know everybody in Edmonton would love this guy. I got to meet him back in the days of the Pipeline show.
Ooh.
He had him in studio. I think it was just after his rookie year. And he was an absolute beauty. I think we've had him on the Two Guys podcast too. And he's just so humble and so good with his time. But when you see a deal like this, man, like this one's kind of, this is a really good deal for them.
Excellent deal. Yeah. You want those good young defensemen. You want to lock them up long term. And he's going to be a free agent next year. So, you know, you don't want to be sending him to the market. What's that work out to?
I think it's
you said 52?
Yeah, so
6.5. Jeez.
And I'll say this,
where we saw the defense go this year, that's good value.
I'm not dogging on Darnell Nurse or Seth Jones, but is Colton Parayko not pretty similar to those guys?
I like Colton Parayko. He's a guy I'd play in the top pairing.
Yeah,
and for him to come at 6'5", like that's a good bit of business for Doug Armstrong. There's no question about that. Like
that's a steal.
It would have been tough for the Oilers to have added him next year being a free agent.
Yeah.
They would have had to make a move when it comes to Tyson Barrie or Cody Ceci. But if you're Ken Holland, I think you would have tried to have made that move next summer if Colton Parayko would have been a free agent. Oh. But now that's gone. And
he's 28 years old. Man, time flies. God damn it, Matty, I'm getting old.
Hey, I'm with you.
28 years old. Like
he's only 2 years younger than me. I'm surprised by that.
He's just a phenomenal player.
I feel like he hasn't been around that long and stuff. But hey, look, so 8 years for that, it takes you to 36. For him, that's fine. And like honestly, 6.25, I think we said, you look late in that year when he's 34, 35, 36. That's probably a pretty, you could stomach that more potentially than, you know, what could happen with the Seth Jones type contracts where you're in the $9 million range and what could potentially happen at the end of those contracts.
No, it's a great deal for Colton. And one last one here, Kyler Yamamoto, the only guy that remains unsigned. Next 2 weeks, camp, first month of the season. When do you see him getting signed?
Yeah, 15th rookie camp. Main camp will open not too long after that. Next couple, like, I don't know when I'd pin it. It's going to happen before training camp. I don't think he's missing training camp.
I don't think he can. Like, he was last year, so like he doesn't want to start, like, behind the eight ball, right?
And he doesn't, you know, he's not guaranteed his second-line spot.
No, he's
like,
not.
Like, he comes in as the guy that, the incumbent. He's the guy
it's his spot to lose.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's the second-line right winger for this team, playing alongside what we assume might be Leon Draisaitl and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. But if you're not there for camp, you're given a chance for either Zach Cassian or Josh Archibald or someone else to take that role from you.
Yeah.
And so he's got to be there for camp. And from an Oilers perspective, you know, I think Ken Holland would have managed his cap in a way knowing he's going to be signing Kyler Yamamoto and what it would be coming in at, that he can deal with it in any way. I'm not worried that, like, I don't think Ken Holland's going, like, I don't know how to sign this guy.
Yeah,
I think they've got that all in the works. So I would think, you know, main camp probably 15th was the Wednesday. So I think 18th is the Saturday. My guess is somewhere around there is when main camp's going to open. Sometime before then he'll sign. I don't know when, but it'll be done.
Matty, like always, fun conversation. I mean, we didn't talk much about the on-ice product, but we did talk about the arena a lot.
There's a lot of time
fun.
Coming up for
yeah,
the on-ice.
Yeah, we'll break
it's
it
September.
Down. We'll
it's
break
September.
Down, yeah.
Now it's hockey time. I want to, like, keep away from the hockey talk throughout the summer.
Because it's going to get crazy.
Because, well, now we have to. Like, yeah. it's hockey season. Players are going to be in Edmonton soon if they're not already here doing informal skates. So bring on the hockey talk.
Matty, thanks again, buddy.
You bet.
Big shout out to Matthew Wanick for joining me here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. That was a fun conversation. Listen, and like you said, we're going to get into the Oilers players and lines and D pairings and goaltending, coaches' decisions, all that fun stuff here in no time. But for now, just a light little podcast with the Oiled Eric and kind of the in-house experience, the music, how many fans are going to be showing up here as we still remain in a pandemic. But you're allowed to go to sporting events now, and it's with restrictions, of course, but... I'm intrigued by all of that. Just quickly, some hockey news. Colton Parayko, like you heard, signs an 8-year deal worth $52 million. He's staying with the Blues. Oh, Oilers fans are not going to be happy about that one because they love Colton Parayko and they wanted him to come here. The Isles also sign Anthony Beauvillier, Casey Cizikas, Kyle Palmieri, and Ilya Sorokin to multi-year contract extensions. So the Islanders taking care of four very, very good players. They're good on them. And the former Oiler, Riley Sheahan, signs a one-year deal for $850,000 with the Seattle Kraken. So Sheahan getting another deal here in the NHL, one-year deal. He'll be fit in on that fourth line for them, kill some penalties, and do all that. We saw him here. He's a quality guy, quality player, quality person. Riley Sheahan lands in Seattle. All right, guys, I'll be back on Friday with another episode. Let me know, what song would you like to see the Oilers skate out to? Are you excited about the Derek returning, not to the ice, but to Ford Hall? Let me know on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For my producer, Juanito, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. We'll chat Friday.